K-A-R-L, Carl Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E. He was born 8-8-67. Today's 2/12/26. Carl is a first of all, patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, number one. Number two, this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Number three, patient is currently in his fourth benefit period, extending from 1/9/2026 to 3/9/2026. Okay. And then we can start with Mr. Riddle, or Carl, is a 58-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with COPD. Patient is short of breath at all times. He belongs to NYHA class 4. Is eating less. He's lost weight. His LMAC has dropped 0.5 centimeter. His PPS is still at 40. He was found to be more confused. His FAST score is at 7B, bowel and bladder incontinent with ADL dependency period. His heart rate is at right at 100. He's most likely related to tachycardia of end-stage COPD. He also has core pulmonary hypertension with lower extremity edema, 1+ to 2+ bilaterally period. His blood pressure was stable at 105 over 66 period. Patient also developed the red bumps all over his lower legs and back of his neck. The area in the back of his neck is quite red, indurated. Scab present is consistent with cellulitis / erysipelas. Patient's findings were discussed with the DON. Patient was started on antibiotic per hospice medical director, period. Caretaker tells me that he's has more bouts of confusion that were related to hypoxemia. He wears his oxygen at night. When he wants to, he gets very short of breath, or his O2 sat drops dramatically with walking, period. He is found to be fatigued. He shows both mental and cognitive decline. He's ADL dependent, as I mentioned. He continues to have 0.5 centimeter drop in his LMAX every time I've seen him, and consistent with his decreased appetite and protein, calorie, malnutrition. Thank you. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. He continues to remain hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.